Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. We're going to have a complete check of those futures markets coming up with Tom Leffler when we come back in just a moment.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels, and whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world. But it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, taking a look at our livestock futures. Cattle futures finishing with a very nice day on Friday. The hogs kind of had a rough time of it.
That's right, Dave. Our cattle complex did close positive Friday, led by large triple-digit gains taking place in the feeder cattle futures. Most contracts made new highs for the week, and some of them had their highest trade in well over a month. Now, late Friday, we were seeing some cash being reported in the southern part of the feeding country at 161 to 161.50, and in the north at 162. Now, as Dave said, our hog market did close on a negative side back on Friday. We did see our choice box beef down 72 cents Friday. Selects were down $2.19, had a total movement of 130 loads. Daily cattle kill 102,000 head. The weekly kill 537,000. That's 14,000 higher than the previous week. And the cash feeder index was up $1. On the close Friday, April live cattle were $1.37 higher. March feeders up $3.15. And the April lean hog 70 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
You don't want to miss it. Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Friday, March 13th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's the video auction start time, with 21,000 head to be sold, including 4,150 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 weaned calves, and 3,000 calves on cows. If you like more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures. Wheat futures with a nice day on Friday, mostly positive. The corn and soybeans, though, had a bit of a struggle.
Well, yeah, Dave, on Friday we did see only the Kansas City wheat closed positive, while Chicago wheat was on a mixed close, and the corn and the soybeans closed negative for the session. Now, for the week, the May corn lost 7 cents, May KC wheat lost 17 cents, and May soybeans lost 47 cents for the week. Now, Tuesday morning is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. There's no doubt we saw a little bit of positioning overnight and some short covering, which has gave us a very positive trade overnight in very good trading volume. At the moment, the May KC wheat is 9 3/4 higher, May corn up a nickel, May soybeans 4 cents higher, May cotton's down 9 points, April crude oil is trading 2 cents lower, the March dollar index is down 1 penny, and March Dow Jones futures are trading 2 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. And for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.